I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Thursday, February 19th. The City of Dayton wants to improve safety on two major West Dayton thoroughfares, West 3rd Street and Gettysburg Avenue. Engineers and city officials gathered at City Hall this week, inviting community members to voice their ideas and learn more about the projects. Reconstruction will start on West 3rd Street in spring of 2027. The project includes reducing the roadway, installing a two-way cycle track, and improving pavement, curbs, walkways, and street lighting. The project on Gettysburg Avenue will start in spring of 2028, with similar aesthetic reconstruction and the narrowing of lane widths. Joe Wynell is chief engineer for the projects. He says they hope to cut crashes in half on West 3rd Street by reducing the roadway from 5 to 3 lanes.
It was averaging almost 86 crashes a year on the average, with I think 12 or 13 fatalities, and this is a 10-year period, but still. So that's what we cannot have. We do not want, our goal is zero fatalities.
At the meeting, West Dayton resident Jason Thomas said he's concerned about pedestrian safety with the proposed removal of multiple traffic signals along West 3rd Street. Wynell says these responses are vital because without enough public feedback on the need for traffic signals, they will be required to remove what are deemed unwarranted traffic signals due to stipulations in the project's federal funding. Big changes are coming to the Wayne Avenue Fire Station in Dayton. The Dayton Daily News reports renovations are being made to living spaces, including sleeping areas, bathrooms, and the kitchen. The station's plumbing, HVAC, and electric systems will also be upgraded. The Dayton Fire Department says other fire stations will be upgraded in the next few years. The Wayne Avenue station renovations will cost about $1.5 million. Age is just one factor behind the upgrades. Fire officials say an increase in the gender diversity among firefighters has accelerated the need. They say nearly 12% of firefighters are women. Protecting at-youth risk from human trafficking and exploitation is the goal of two new efforts in Montgomery County. The Ohio Department of Children and Youth has selected Montgomery County Children's Services as one of three pilot sites to improve how the agencies identify and respond to human trafficking. The first step involves a state agency placing a caseworker with expertise in anti-human trafficking in Montgomery, Cuyahoga, and Hamilton counties. That person will focus exclusively on human trafficking cases. The position in Montgomery County will be fully paid for by the state. The second step is to support youth who frequently run away. A local nonprofit will lead non-police response efforts using trauma-informed services and a human trafficking screening tool to quickly connect children with the help and resources they need. Ohio's wealthiest man, Les Wexner, has long contributed to federal and state officials' coffers. As Congress looks into Wexner's ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, and with the investigative files naming him a co-conspirator, some have donated the funds. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson talked with Ohio House and Senate leaders.
Over the weekend, Democratic State Senator Beth Liston and GOP State Senator Michelle Reynolds said they directed unsolicited donations from Wexner and his wife Abigail to charity. Senate President Rob McCauley, who is GOP Governor candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate, got $5,000 from Wexner in 2024. He says, quote, "Every senator can make their own decision."
I've never met the guy. I don't know the guy. I don't even know how to get a hold of him, even if I wanted to. So, but at the same time, I think every member should do what they feel is in their own conscience to do under this circumstance.
Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman, who got at least $20,000 from the Wexners between 2021 and 2022, declined to comment when asked directly. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A new podcast is exploring an often forgotten story of the Civil War and Ohio's role in it. The Copperhead Conspiracy is about a loose coalition of Northerners who were against the war and President Lincoln. They conspired with Confederates to plan a violent coup to overturn the governments of Midwestern states like Ohio. They weren't successful, but producer Dan Gettiman says their effort points to a theme that repeats itself throughout American history.
People who feel strongly that the government is doing something wrong feel compelled to take up arms against their own government. And so it was true back in the 1860s. It's true today.
The last episode of The Copperhead Conspiracy came out on Tuesday, and the series is available on podcast platforms. Looking at the weather report coming up throughout the weekend, we do have some cloudy and windy conditions, quite a bit of rain coming in for the rest of today, and it'll be going on through the evening just about until 3 a.m. But as we hit Friday, we will get some sunny conditions with a high near 55. Once again, cooler in the evenings with chance of rain coming in on Saturday afternoon and evening. But hopefully we'll get some warmer temps coming in as we get later and later into the weeks. But as we look forward, on Monday and Tuesday of next week, we do have some freezing temps forecasted. And Sunday, it could get down to 30 degrees. So if you're hoping to get out and about this weekend, Saturday might be the day to do it just before the rain comes in. It'll still be a little chilly, but we'll have partly cloudy and somewhat sunny conditions that might be better for getting out and about just before the rain hits and brings back in those cooler temps throughout the rest of the week. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Thursday, February 19th. I'm Shay Frank.